Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Benjamin Moore Paint. We have another pair of Guns N' Roses tickets. They're coming up at 8 o'clock. So if you feel like you missed out on GNR in the 80s. They're back around the Not In This Lifetime tour at the Oracle Arena on November 21st. Tickets go on sale this Saturday, and you can win a pair at 8 o'clock. Benjamin Moore, paint like no other. Visit a participating retailer today to get $7 off Benjamin Moore Select Premium Paint and Stain. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code ALICE. That's MyPillow.com. Hooman, you were using one of my MyPillows on...
Was I?
Yeah, Monday night. The little one you had behind your neck.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good, right? The interlocking foam.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Yeah, really. That's so funny. I was a little tired that night, and I placed it behind my neck, and it stabilized everything, and I'm like, oh, wow, this... has a perfect balance.
Oh.
And then I dozed off for like 10 minutes watching Iron Fist.
10 or so.
Oh, you guys saw that?
You were asleep for a while.
Thank you.
You just
John goes
asleep.
John goes, should we? He goes, look at Hooman. I'm like, oh. Just don't disturb him. I'm like, clearly the guy's tired.
Well, clearly the pillow works.
Yeah. You can take one of those.
Well, you fall asleep anywhere, Hooman.
That is true. You get sleepy.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, we can be done with that. Let's move on to this wonderful story. I'm going to do this now. We can get it out. It's freaking everywhere. This is everywhere today. You're not going to be able to get away from it. And so I'm just going to do it here, and then we can be done with it.
All right.
I think that everyone can pretty much agree that whether you agree or disagree with any president's politics, having their decapitated bloody head in your hand is not the way to go.
Kathy Griffin.
Yes. She did a photo shoot with Tyler Shields, who is actually a pretty controversial photographer. He's done some other stuff. Like, I totally know his name, and I associate him with photos that are not necessarily what, fit for public consumption. I can't think of...
Like nudes or just...
Maybe.
Politically incorrect kind of stuff.
I'm not positive, but I saw his name here and went, oh, that guy. No, I've heard that name. So anyway, he did a photo shoot with Kathy Griffin. And TMZ posted a picture of her holding. Did you see the photo?
I saw it, yes.
Yeah, it's gross. I mean, it's clearly Donald Trump's likeness, and it's a decapitated head, and it's covered with blood, and it's exactly what you think, and there she is with her weird look, her big buggy eyes staring out at you.
Right.
She went on Twitter to explain the photo. Is this part of the video that you grabbed for me where she was, she's basically saying, I did a wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I think TMZ posted the photo. She went on Twitter and said, I captioned this, there is blood coming out of his eyes, blood coming out of his wherever. Obviously, I do not condone any violence by my fans or others to anyone ever. I'm merely mocking the mocker in chief. So no one is on her side on this. Even her New Year's Eve partner, Anderson Cooper, was like, this is appalling. No, don't do that. Even that guy. Donald Trump Jr. No, it's not funny, Anderson. Donald Trump Jr. said, disgusting but not surprising. This is the left today. They consider this acceptable. Imagine if a conservative did this to Obama as POTUS.
Well, the scariest thing from my seat, which is sort of, I guess, in the middle, is that both parties are embarrassing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Both parties. The reason we got Trump is because the Democrats didn't win it.
Right.
I mean, I hate to say it that way because people don't want to hear it that way. But That should have been the easiest election in the whole wide world to win, especially with the whole grab him by the, you know, I mean, all the stuff he was saying should have made this election a lock for anyone on the other side.
Right.
So it's embarrassing. Both parties are embarrassing. And to see someone who thinks they're above him acting almost worse, it's like, Kathy, what are you doing, dude?
Honest to God, how do you not think to yourself, this is going to come back and bite me in the ass? This is a bad choice. This is poorly thought through.
Or
you
she just talk about publicity.
Well, and she's getting it because she is everywhere today. Literally everywhere. They're saying here she quickly realized she messed up or did exactly what she wanted to do. She posted a video sincerely apologizing. The apology may have been inspired by the fact that the Secret Service went, what? What? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what now?
Right.
A bunch of people tweeted the image to the Secret Service, and they said, because, of course, they have a Twitter as well, on it, the Secret Service has a robust protective intelligence division that monitors open source reporting and social media to evaluate threats. CNN says it's evaluating whether or not she'll be back for New Year's Eve coverage, but they haven't made any decisions yet, and I'm sure they're hoping it dies down because they actually do very well with her. I personally like Kathy Griffin. I've always thought she was funny. I love her show with Anderson Cooper on New Year's Eve. To me, she's just so not a conformist. Like, you know, you watch any of those shows done by the news people and everyone's so careful and she just isn't. And I sort of appreciate that. And I love how uncomfortable she makes Anderson at times. I think it's
right.
Great.
I almost wonder if he did that just like he texted her first, hey, I'm going to post this message. Right. Boss is making me do this, FYI.
Yeah.
I think it's...
it's appalling.
Yeah.
He said it's clearly disgusting and completely inappropriate.
It's bad.
It is
I
bad.
I don't know. He's a news dude, so yeah. He may also be very quickly saying, I got to come out. This is my partner, but I got to come out on this.
Exactly.
I can't be sitting here. I don't think there is an elbow in the ribs like, hey, Kathy, that was funny, but... I think that he was probably thinking, what's wrong with you?
Right.
Because,
frankly,
ass?
It's not funny. And sometimes, you know, you have to act outraged about things that because the world is outraged and, you know, in your heart, you're like, yeah, whatever. But, I mean, I honestly don't know how she got to that point in her head where she was like, yeah, this is great. Like, oh, this won't be any trouble. But like you said, Yuzi, I mean, she's getting tons of publicity. Kathy Griffin's name is in the news hardcore today. You cannot get away from it. Mm-hmm.
Did you see Donald Trump's tweet?
I didn't see Donald's tweet.
So he wrote this 2 hours ago. Kathy Griffin should be ashamed of herself. My children, especially my 11-year-old son, Baron, are having a hard time with this. Sick.
Okay. Well, he's not out of line. She shouldn't have put it up. Were you able to find anything on Tyler Shields?
Oh, I found something on him. He some of the most notably things he was known for is some photos with Lindsay Lohan. He did some like guns. He did another thing with a KKK member. He did another thing with another model. I can't find her name right now, but. With bruises and all kinds of makeup,
right?
Battery kind of stuff going on with her face. So abuse, basically, domestic abuse.
So just controversial,
yeah,
provocative,
mm-hmm.
But no other like you know scandal where people went, don't work with Tyler Shields or anything.
No.
All right, that's the photographer who took this picture, the Kathy Griffin decapitated head picture. On a weird other note. You know those subscription box services?
Yeah, I love them.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Which ones do you get?
Well, obviously Blue Apron, but like the Munchery ones, they have stuff for dogs that you can order.
Mm-hmm. There's that Birch Box.
Birch Box with the little samples of makeup.
Yep.
I've gotten that before. There's so many of them now. Matter of fact, a couple weeks ago, I posted one. There was 41 on there. Of businesses now that are those subscription based. Stitch Fix, of course, I use.
Right. Oh, I didn't even think about services like that.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah,
well, that's it, basically. Like the Birch Box, mm-hmm. which, you know, is the one that, you know, I'm not a big cosmetics using person.
Yeah.
But it did have it.
Your 41-year-old foundation that.
Listen, I barely see that thing. Once in a great while, I pull it out and I go, "Oh, probably I should buy more." But now it's almost like you guys are so appalled by it that I'm like, "Yeah, let's just keep using this." So that's what I think of. I think of these little makeup things, or you know, things that get replenished automatically. Mm-hmm. You know, you pay a subscription, $20 or
like
$10.
Even some face stuff I use. Some facial products I use.
That just come on the regular?
Yeah, like every other month.
Well, President Trump is raising money for his 2020 campaign with a subscription box.
Oh, what's in that?
Well, I guess Donald Trump's crap. You know, T-shirts, hats, that kind of stuff. It's a monthly subscription box service. You pay a set fee and you get a box of stuff every month. Oh, they're saying they do this for everything from cosmetic samples to superhero toys.
Oh.
So I don't know, if you're like a big fan of Star Wars, like you can subscribe to a Star Wars box.
Hmm.
Donald's is called the Big League Box. And every month it's going to be full of, quote, a hand-picked bundle of exclusive and vintage official Donald J. Trump merchandise. So usually these things are like, I don't know, $20 or something a month. His is $70. You know, he's trying to raise money for his campaign. But if you're a big Donald Trump fan, that is something that you can subscribe to and help your candidate raise money for the 2020 election. Hmm. Bottle Rock has a strict noise ordinance, 10 p.m. shutdown. And
Bottle Rock, that just happened.
Bottle Rock, that just happened. 10 o'clock, I guess, because, you know, there are neighboring houses. And look, the traffic is a nightmare as it is. All the neighbors are having to deal with that, and they try to actually be really good about it. And 10 o'clock is when the noise is supposed to stop. So the Foo Fighters did not want to stop. And on I guess it must have been Sunday night, weren't they the Sunday night headliner? This was their first major U.S. show in about 2 years at Bottle Rock Festival, and they were having so much fun that they had to pull the plug on them. And they just kept playing, even though the power was off. I guess they were doing Everlong, so it must have been toward the end of their set. The organizers pulled the plug, and they kept performing anyway as the enthusiastic.
Did they pull the plug at 10 o'clock, or was it?
I think it was probably 10:02, like, are they going to finish or what? And they said that they were heartbroken that they had to do it to the Foo Fighters, but they had to. They couldn't break the noise ordinance. So they pulled it, and Dave and the rest of the band kept playing, and the crowd sang along.
Well, the problem, well, that's it. So everyone sang the song. The problem with amplified instruments is you can't hear them if there's no electricity.
Right.
So you could play all day.
Mm-hmm. And they do show him with an electric guitar in his hand here, so I'm not sure. They're saying it was like a half-plugged-in performance, and it also features him singing happy birthday to his wife, and I guess that's on YouTube. So,
well, he's one of the most charming dudes in rock music, in my opinion. I think he comes off friendly and fun. And I remember when, I swear, what did they play for? The Foo Fighters, when we went to Boarding for Breast Cancer, the first one, it was right
like
after.
Bare Naked Ladies. Also were there.
They were?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Because that's the first time I ever heard of them.
Oh.
You remember them?
Well, I only remember the Foo Fighters.
Okay,
playing.
They played
Naked Ladies.
On the snow, right in front of us, for about 15 people.
Nobody cared.
And it
I mean, I can't say that. It's not that nobody cared. It was that, you know, people were skiing and they were just set up right in front of the lodge on the snow and just doing their thing.
But he's, you know, the Foo Fighters hadn't, at that point, done anything yet.
Right.
But he was trying to start a new thing coming out of Nirvana. It was just a trip. And even then, seeing him, he was bouncing around and into it.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of go, wow, that guy's living the dream and seems to understand that. It comes across.
Yeah. He probably never had to work again after Nirvana.
Oh, no. I mean, that's the other dude. I think he does politics, but
Chris
the bass,
Novoselic.
But he's got Nirvana money.
Right. And we'll continue to have that pour in. So anyway, the Foo Fighters played and they had to pull the plug. Speaking of things that were happening,
Yeah, I was watching it. Super cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this, how much of it can you still hear?
Well, so here's a part where they're actually still playing. And so everybody's like, oh, boo! Damn.
They just pulled it mid-song.
And so they start catching up. You can kind of hear them playing right now.
Oh, no, that's back through the mains. That still sounds...
No, it's really soft.
Oh.
Now it's the crowd singing. I think that's just the acoustics from the drums and probably like, you know, the stage speakers that they hear for themselves.
Oh.
It's just a big old crowd, you know?
It is wonky.
Look at that crowd. That's killer.
They say like 250,000 people went. That is cool.
Yeah, that's a big crowd. Oh. Fun. But you know what? There's some guy named Jim trying to get to sleep.
Because he's got to get up in the morning. Work. Yeah. Right.
And he's ruining it for everybody.
I think that this past weekend was, unless you were going to Bottle Rock, it was a good weekend to not go to Napa because, man, getting in there, the traffic everywhere I'm you sure. went right. was a nightmare. It did not bother Mariah Carey and Brian Tanaka.
Yeah, they're back on.
They are. So
who are we talking about?
Mariah Carey has this dancer named Brian Tanaka, and he's been sort of the root of all the problems that she's been having.
What's the dude's
James
name?
Packard.
Packard, right.
The billionaire that she just broke up with. Like, I guess he was, you know, she's friends plus with this Brian Tanaka guy, and there was some jealousy and some incidents between Brian and James Packard is what it sounded like. They were up in Napa over the weekend.
So he's doing her?
Yeah, apparently.
Well,
yeah,
she's isn't she famous for not having sex with
people
men?
She's not married
to?
So she's keeping him waiting.
So, didn't Britney Spears famously not do it, and then it turns out she did?
Yeah.
I mean, show business is smoke and mirrors, I think, is the term used, right?
It's like, look, you're almost 50, Mariah. Just relax. You're a grown-up. We don't care if you do it or not. They explored the vineyards in Napa, California, and she took to her Instagram and shared some cute photos. A beautiful experience at the vineyards in Napa Valley. And so I guess if you were out, maybe on Monday, they had a little bit easier time. All the traffic had dispersed. Vinny, we talked about this yesterday off the air. Alanis Morissette is working on a musical based on Jagged Little Pill, which was her massively successful first record. And, you know, look, this is the thing now. People are taking things, rewriting them into, look at, you know, Mamma Mia, or I don't know if American Idiot was meant to be a stage show all along, but they just, you know, put the music from some iconic album and use it to tell a story.
Yeah.
So...
Well, I think even bands would admit, I know I've heard Metallica say, you only write one Black album, the thing sold 25 million copies or whatever.
Right.
You just accept that's like lightning striking. I'm sure American Idiot was one of those where they went, we're going to keep making music, but this...
It's pretty good.
Come on.
This is our lightning strike.
Jagged Little Pill.
Oh my God, that album, I love
her,
every song on it.
Yep.
That was the one.
That was the one. Hand in my pocket. Yeah. So Jagged Little Pill came out in 95. And it looks like this play is going to happen about a year from now. May of next year at the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Diablo Cody is co-writing the script with Alanis. She won an Oscar, I think, for doing Juno.
Oh.
That's the one, yes.
Right. She was a stripper, and she was also a writer.
Right.
And she did Ricky and the Flash, and she wasn't United States of Tara on HBO or something? It was the one with Toni Collette.
I don't know that one.
Like a sort of a shattered personality. Anyway, she was behind that as well. They're calling it a modern and multi-generational family and their complex dynamics, touching on issues of gender, identity, and race. So that's what it's going to be about. Alana said, the chemistry between all of us is crackling, and I feel honored to be diving into these songs again, surrounded by all this searing talent. It looks like Tony winner Diane Paulus is going to direct. And then Tom Kitt, who is going to do the music. I guess he arranges orchestrations, and he's behind a couple of different musicals that they list here, If/Then and Next to Normal. So
what they've got to do is find a thread somehow in that album to turn it into a story?
They're saying, here's a modern and multi-generational family and their complex dynamics touching on issues of gender, identity, and race. And they'll find poignant lyrics in each of those songs to make that story come to life, whatever it might be. Or I'm sure they could change all the lyrics around if they wanted to. So, anyway, Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill, coming to a stage nowhere near you yet over in Cambridge.
I think that the American Idiot album had sort of a
thread. It had a story.
Right.
Right.
But, okay.
And then Tommy was also, there's a thread on that record, right?
Sure,
and
that's, sure. I remember watching the movie.
Of Tommy. Right.
Did you see that?
I don't think I did.
Isn't remember. That the one starring Elton John as the pinball wizard? And
yeah.
You never saw that?
I don't think I saw that. It's a stage show too, right? Didn't they do it as a...
I'm sure they did, but I remember seeing...
Yeah, I don't remember seeing the movie. I don't remember if I saw that or not.
Really?
Yeah.
You have the movie there?
Let's see. After seeing his stepfather murder his father during an argument over his mother, young Tommy goes into shock, suddenly becoming psychosomatically deaf, dumb, and blind. As a teenager, Tommy, who is Roger Daltrey, stumbles upon a pinball machine, discovers he's a natural prodigy at the game.
That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. So was Roger Daltrey the star of the movie?
Yes.
Yeah, and Margaret was also in that, Ben.
No, I didn't. I don't think I saw that.
1975.
Yeah.
Is when they made the movie.
Story by Pete Townsend.
All right. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
I'm going to ask you, would you lick these things for $20? And there's...
you know, $20 is just not going to do it for
there's
me.
There's things you would probably go, yeah, I'll take a 20 for that. And other things where you'd probably say, not for $1 million.
Oh, really?
Probably. Great. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is 6:36 Wednesday morning, and this part of the program is brought to you by Volvo.
If you go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, you can check out a pretty funny video of one of our greatest country singers, Tim McGraw. Some of you might know him as an actor. Some of you.
Oh, what's he been in?
He was in that Gwyneth Paltrow movie as her husband, that one that you love, Country Strong.
Oh, Country Strong.
Country Strong. Exactly. Strong. Oh, yeah.
Shut anyway,
up, Pooh-man.
And some of you might know him as Faith Hill's husband. Anyway, he was at a concert in Washington, running up and down the aisles, and some super enthusiastic fan jumped in front of him, and he just mows her down. It's pretty funny.
He doesn't even seem to notice it in the
video. Yeah, I agree. All the excitement going on, it's hard to be able to pay attention to someone that falls in front of you.
Bryn was cackling as he watched it. So that is at on the Sarah Vinny Facebook?
Yeah, it is.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Hooman. Good social media ing. What do you get when you marry innovative technology with Scandinavian design? The all-new Volvo S90 sedan. It's their idea of luxury. See the all-new S90 sedan at your local Volvo dealer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART and get a jump on summer and a healthier you. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with the front page of today's USA Today. This is one of those stories we won't spend a lot of time on, but it's scary as you keep reading in the news that North Korea is... They keep lobbing missiles our way, trying to figure out how to get the distance, to cover the distance between us.
We talk about this all the time.
Who's we?
Me and my family.
About North Korea?
Yes.
Trying to lob bombs our way?
Well, I mean, you know, we're going to be the first place they reach.
Right. On the front page of today's USA Today, the headline reads, Rocket knocks mock missile. And they call it a critical milestone for the United States' defense missile system. The military, for the first time, intercepted an intercontinental range missile yesterday. Oh. They launched from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. That's where my little brother used to work.
Oh, funny.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
One of the reasons why I like calling him Jan is because he had whatever the clearance is. I didn't really want to be on the air. And I was surprised he was able to get that clearance, too. Him?
That kid was out of control.
That guy? All right. But anyway, they did the test at Vandenberg, and it looks like it was successful.
Well,
so.
that's a bit of a relief, frankly. Yeah. You know, well, nice to know we've got some line of defense.
It also lets you know that these tests that have, or sorry, well, I guess they would be considered tests that North Korea keeps doing, is starting to finally make some people nervous.
Yeah.
So.
That guy's, John, I was saying, I go, we got to get iodine, because apparently that fights radiation poisoning.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Stockpile iodine. John goes, Sarah, if a bomb hits San Francisco, it's you're not even
right.
I'm like, oh, great, thanks. That's reassuring.
Stock up on iodine.
Well, listen, you know? You die from the
fallout
afterward. Uh-uh. I don't want to. I just can't stand it. I get really nervous about it.
A new survey asked people if they'd lick different things for $20.
Yeah, I'll lick a donut for $20.
Well, that's not fair. Donuts taste good.
Right.
Would you lick a stranger's armpit for $20?
No. No. Would you? Would anyone on this show lick a stranger's armpit for $20?
No.
I wouldn't even lick one of your armpits for $20.
You would so...
No.
Let's go. No, I wouldn't either.
What?
I'm not licking. $20 is...
It's bad enough you smell his armpits, and by him, I mean human.
I know.
You smell Vinny's butt.
There was no smell.
I know. You
went there to smell it.
Well, because I couldn't believe it. He never changes his pants or washes them.
No, I change my pants all the time.
Why bother? You're not going to wash them anyway. Might as well just wear them every day.
Would you lick a dead fish for $20?
No. You know what? I got to say... To you, the $20 threshold. There's literally nothing I will lick for $20.
A stranger's earbuds.
No. Oh dear God, no.
Oh, that's the thing?
Oh, it's all the thing, Vin. I'd make it $20,000. $20,000. Now we're talking.
That is ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous. For $20,000, I might lick a stranger's armpit. For $20,000, I might lick their earbuds.
For $20, would you lick a stranger's foot?
No. $20,000, I might.
Okay.
Can I smell it from here?
Hold on. For $20, would you lick Yuzette's foot?
No. No. I don't want to lick anybody's foot.
You don't have to lick it from heel to toe. Just...
So you're just touching it with your tongue?
Well, you got to touch it like...
No. But for $20,000, I'll do it. Would you lick my foot for $20?
No.
Yeah, it's $20.
I'm just not going to
forget
do that.
It.
For $20?
It's not, no. It's, sorry, $20 means so little to me that I am not going to lick her foot or anybody's foot for
$20. That's
our
Uzette over there.
No, it doesn't matter.
Oh, come on.
I scrubbed them clean this morning.
See?
But I don't want the $20. I just don't want to have it on record that I licked your foot.
I love you so much.
I love you
but
too.
I'm not going to lick anything on you for $20.
No. $20,000.
Well.
I'll lick pretty much anything on you. Pretty much.
Yeah, up the ante.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the $20, no one's doing any of this
for $20, would you lick the bottom of your own shoe?
No.
You're a DJ. Where do you walk? You walk from the garage to here and back.
I go into the bathroom.
Oh, right.
I'm not
licking
my...
You go on walks
and
all the time.
I'm just not doing it.
Vinny, how about you? $20.
He wouldn't do any of this stuff.
I know he wouldn't.
The reporter's in the middle of reporting, thank you.
Oh, my God. You know what? I tell you what. Run through some of these. Anybody who would do any of these things, Hooman, Brin, just raise your hand if you'll do one. Because unless you make it $20,000.
Bryn, I don't know, Brynwood. Vaughn.
You know
Vaughn
me,
Vaughn.
I might do.
No, Vaughn said no to everything.
Dead fish if it was cooked, right?
Cooked right. I don't think that's the... I think you're missing the...
Right?
No, I think that they're talking about just a dead
fish. I know, they said dead fish.
You ever smell like... You go to like a pond or something, there's a dead fish. Like the stink of a dead fish is almost the worst.
The stink of a live fish.
No, the stink of a live fish at least smells like fish. The stink of a dead fish that has fouled a pond is just... Like, it's indescribable. It's like death times 10. Ugh. It's just foul.
A stranger's iPhone screen.
No, no one's licking anything, Ben.
A random...
No. $20,000 and we'll start talking.
A random dog.
No.
For $20?
No,
you wouldn't lick Ella?
No. I don't want any dog hair. Not for $20. I'll do it for more. I mean, come on.
Your best friend's foot.
No.
Marianne.
No.
Her foot.
Next question.
Think how cute her foot is.
No.
No. Next question.
Boy, you guys are no fun.
You're no fun. You got to make it worth our while, man.
$20,000, really?
Make it
$2,000. 5510 says, how old is this survey? Should be 100 or 600.
Okay, for $100, would you lick a stranger's armpit?
No, I'm not even $100. I'm not doing most of that stuff. I can't think of anything on there I'd do for $100. I might lick Yuzette's foot for $100. $100.
Right. $100.
But I'm not licking some stranger's foot. Or their iPhone screen or some random dog. Ugh. No thanks.
All right.
And you wouldn't either. And don't act like you would.
don't act all high and mighty
because you wouldn't do it either.
I might do some
stuff.
No,
you wouldn't.
Well, let me just say something.
All right.
There was a time when I needed $20.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm not saying I'm rich or anything.
Now is not that time.
But... There was a time when if you'd have said that, I'd have thought, boy, I could make that money roll. I really could. I could do a lot of things. Like $5 in the gas tank, $10 at the grocery store, $5. Did I get the math right?
Six-pack.
$5 walking around money. No, by that time, you can't.
Yeah, now is not the time. There was a time, but now is not that time.
All right.
Yeah. Now it's going to cost you.
Remember that feeling when you were in school? As school's about to get out, think about that. The kids are just amped right now, right?
Oh, my God. My kids cannot wait.
Frothing to just run for it. Remember that feeling, that spot on your finger, right by the first knuckle of your middle finger when you've been taking tests and writing?
Yes.
And that thing was just calloused and pained all the time, right? Yeah. Now it's your phone. Huh? Your phone has done that to you. The kids don't have that anymore. Mm-hmm. They don't have the...
They don't get that writers. They don't write the way they used to. They type most stuff.
More and more patients are getting thick nodes and painful bumps over parts of their thumb.
Oh. From curling it
from
around?
From your fingers. However it is you hold your phone. Right. That's where you're seeing... The reason I wanted to do the story is I thought about that feeling from that middle finger. Just having to write papers.
Right?
There was no typing.
No.
There was
or you
no
pay
computer.
Someone to type for you.
Oh, no, I didn't
pay. I used to pay people to...
You did not.
I did. When I was in college, I had to do a paper.
Oh, college.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that you were allowed... Well, maybe you weren't allowed to, but I didn't even have a typewriter. So there was like a kid on the floor who you could pay $10 or whatever to... type your paper or your term paper out for you. You know, I've been using the voice recognition a lot more rather than sit there and type.
Yeah.
So even the thumb thing is going to go away. I just hit the microphone and go blah, 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 and read it back. If it's pretty close, I just send it. You know? I'm like, they'll get the idea.
I've been getting recently this salon that I go to, when they call me to confirm my appointment, they leave a voice message. But it comes out in text form.
Like in robotic voice?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, it comes in a robotic voice, but it also, when I go to see the voicemail message... It's written out. It's not like a regular text.
Oh.
It's written out. So I like don't even have to listen to the message. I just look at it and go, oh, okay, cool.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Just the first time that's happened.
Yeah.
And it only happens with this
You should
one.
Have that on your phone too, Sarah. Pretty sure.
I have that?
You should. On your voicemails?
Do you get
yours.
That, Bryn?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I never set my voicemail up, so that's
I know.
I wonder if that's like a if you type up a message and then you can click like send as a voicemail and you send it to a number.
Maybe. Fool. This guy.
He just amuses himself.
I know.
I'm not
freaking comedian.
Did you
over
hear
here.
Her? She just comes. God.
What are you even laughing about?
So hostile. I said I'd never even set up my voicemail. And she's all, I know.
Yeah, well, I've tried to leave you messages.
Can I check yours? Jeez.
We all know, Vincent.
Oh, wow, look at that.
A little blowback
yeah,
on
he gets
that.
Those all the time. Yeah, we know. We're well aware that we anyway, can't get a hold
your
of you.
Mom knows, too.
Yeah, everybody who knows you knows.
Well, one of the reasons is my mom. Hi, Vincent. How are you? So,
just delete it and call her back.
It's sweet.
Is it?
At least you'll know, you know.
Yeah, you're going to want
it's an
that
emergency.
One day.
Well, what about when she references something she did you? So, you know, what do you say? I didn't listen to that. Come on.
You should say, I didn't listen to it. I saw you called and I called you
I've
back.
Just handled it. I've handled the problem, Sarah.
I'm not setting up your voice.
Anyway, Sal Callis is joining TechNeck.
Oh, yeah.
Replacing that painful middle finger where your pencil.
Say that Cell Talix?
Cell Callis.
Cell Callis and TechNeck
are replacing that middle finger pencil pain.
Yeah. TechNeck is a real thing, man.
Oh, I agree. Mm. Let me do a couple fast facts.
I love a fast
measure
fact.
Measure my time here.
Fact.
The song Killing Me Softly was written about Don McLean.
Oh.
The woman who wrote the song was named Lori Lieberman. Oh. She heard McLean's song Empty Chairs, and she was so inspired by it, she felt like McLean was killing her softly with it.
Mm.
Is Don McLean the Eagles guy?
No, Don McLean isn't the American Pie guy.
He's the American Pie guy.
But I thought Roberta Flack sang
it. Well, she sang it, but okay, I guess
but
this
lady wrote
it.
Oh, nice.
Who am I thinking? Don
Felder.
Felder is the Eagles guy?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So this is the song Empty Chairs?
Who ever heard this?
I did because we had this album. I used to listen to this constantly.
So this she sang it originally, then Roberta did a cover of it? Is that how that went?
I don't know if she just is a songwriter
is
and
this
she
Lori?
Sold it to her.
Yes.
No. Oh, this is actually Lori singing it?
Mm-hmm. Boo.
Let's hear it.
They're both boo.
Oh.
I've got more.
Pretty. Okay. I love that song.
I like
you
it
do?
With Roberta,
oh my God.
Not that one.
I like the Fugees version.
Yeah, me too.
Love
I'm not crazy
that.
About that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
According to a study by MIT, the toughest tongue twister is pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
Pad kid poured curd. Say it again.
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
That's the toughest.
Well, it's hard to remember because it doesn't, you know.
Has nothing to do with
nothing
anything.
To do, with anything. Do it three times fast, Vinny.
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
Good. That was good.
Sharks have up to 3,000 teeth. When they lose one, it grows back. That's because their teeth aren't like ours. Their teeth are actually like scales on a fish, so they can regenerate.
Oh, wonderful.
How about this one? The guy who did the You've Got Mail recording for America Online is now an Uber driver.
Oh.
So I guess that never paid residuals. It's not like a record or
anything.
They just
paid him to do it. And
$35
said goodbye.
To say this. That guy.
Is an Uber driver. That's too bad.
Well, nothing's wrong with being an Uber driver.
No, but you.
But he's
think
world
he'd be rich,
famous,
right? We all recognize his
he's
voice.
He's the guy.
You'd think he'd get a little more perks out of
there's
that.
There's a movie based on that quote.
Well, yeah, Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan did that, right?
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Foo Fighters had the power pulled exactly at 10 o'clock, and we all kept singing. Aww. It was a surprise, cool. But it was freaking awesome at the same time. That's that shared concert experience, the one where you were there.
Yep.
Where the plug got pulled, everyone sang, and you're looking around in awe like, this is a moment you can't duplicate. Pretty rad.
Yep.
What's coming up in the trash?
I'm going to start with Mary Kay Letourneau. There's some very exciting developments there. I've got some deaths. I got a cool gay story. And more.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.